A reading from Matthew 19:7-12. Why then, they asked, did Moses command that a man give his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away? Jesus replied, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard. But it was not this way from the beginning. I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another woman commits adultery. The disciples said to him, If this is a situation between a husband and wife, it is better not to marry. Jesus replied, Not everyone can accept this word, but only those to whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs who were born that way, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by others, and there are those who choose to live like eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. The one who accepts this should accept it.
It's funny that in our own times, this has been a very troublesome passage because it says this business about committing adultery by divorcing your wife. But then there's an elaboration later on when he talks about marriage not being necessarily fit for everybody, and he talks about eunuchs, people that, for one reason or another, can't consummate a marriage or the relationship. And I think that's a very interesting elaboration. It not only does he have a differentiation in terms of except for those who commit adultery, but he also talks about other people where God's design includes this, but and doesn't exclude it. It's not quite, to me, after reading this, it's not quite as troublesome as it first appears. Right.
Jesus is resisting black and white living.
Right, good.
He's really coming against the Pharisees who wanted to box everything in. And he's basically saying there is a time when you come to a place where your relationship is no longer sustainable. That's not God's ideal. God wants us to pour everything into keeping relationship. The God of restoration, the God of reconciliation, calls us to that same type of life. And so he doesn't want us treating our relationships lightly, that we can just get out of them. That's the way it was for the Pharisees. They had a few rules. You could pass off a certificate for the simplest of things. He's calling to a higher standard and then bringing this aspect of Pharisees say, well, what about, they say, it'd be better not to get married. See, they're going to black and white. Either be married or not be married. And Jesus is saying there's a whole level of nuance in these relationships. And even Paul captures it later. He says, for some in ministry, it'd be better for them not to be married because caring for your family will get in your way of your sacrifice to Christ. But yet, at the end of that passage, he says, sometimes you better marry because it's better to marry than burn. There is no rule. There are principles, and we have to learn to live out our Christ identity with some of these bigger principles behind. And Jesus clearly here is saying it's about relationship and it's about calling in life.
I think that's a very good distinction, rules and principles. We've talked about this before, and it is such a wonderful temptation to transform principles into rules and then start lording it over other people with these rules and in a way enslaving them by them.
And it's also, in some ways, easier in our own lives to have black and white categories rather than living with making decisions and being discerning in the gray areas and living in the nuance of being a kingdom person.